Good morning. A steam bath out there this morning across the region. Even normally cooler spots staying in the middle to upper 60s this morning, in many places in the lower 70s. All that humidity in the air is causing some locally dense fog as well. And in some cases, the visibility down to a half mile or less. So factor that into your morning commute, as you could come upon some visibilities that have been reduced. So leave yourself some extra time. In the meantime, it's dry in terms of precipitation. No showers or thunderstorms early on today. And temperatures will climb with hazy sunshine mixing out the fog. We'll see readings soar back through the 70s and 80s. And most of us will spend most of the afternoon in the lower 90s. Then you factor in that high moisture content with dew points in the lower to mid 70s, and it'll make it feel like it's in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees through the afternoon. Another sweaty night tonight with uncomfortable humidity and lows going back to the lower to mid 70s, we do run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm. As we get into the day tomorrow, more moisture in the air, temperatures will surge toward 90, and a little bit more energy passing by to the north, and with a cold front situated in southern Canada, we run the risk of a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms late Friday afternoon and into the evening. But more energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be able to act on this moisture over the weekend. With mostly cloudy skies, highs will still be in the upper 80s to around 90 for Saturday and Sunday, but showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous. And with the high moisture content in the air, some of the thunderstorms could produce torrential downpours with localized flash flooding. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms will last into the day on Monday before we start a drying trend on Tuesday with lower humidity building in by the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system tracking north and east through the northern plains will be the focus for numerous showers and thunderstorms today. Severe thunderstorms will be possible across portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest, with gusty winds and hail the primary risks. Very moist air streaming north will interact with the advancing boundary. This environment will be primed for long periods of heavy rainfall. Flash flooding will be likely, especially from Iowa through northern Michigan. Meanwhile, a lingering low-pressure center over the coastal plains will continue to draw in tropical moisture into the south. Numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop and then linger across the Gulf Coast states, yielding high rainfall amounts there. The central Gulf Coast will also likely see some flash flooding. And monsoonal moisture and daytime heating will continue to trigger showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rain and flash flooding is possible through tonight for portions of the desert southwest. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 54 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility in fog, 72 degrees, the dew point 71, 97% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.07 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s, Boston, mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 70, the average temperature 77, that's 6 degrees above normal. 1.08 inches of rain yesterday in Albany. For the month now, 2.46 inches, which is 1.21 inches above normal. And 21.97 inches for the year, which is still 1.97 inches of rain below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1944. And the record low, 46, in 1941. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:02 p.m. 14 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, with highs in the lower 90s and the heat index in the mid to upper 90s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, highs in the lower 90s with the heat index near 100. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight, muggy in the mid-70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot and humid today, an isolated thunderstorm possible with high temperatures in the lower 90s and the heat index in the upper 90s, perhaps near 100. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight, muggy with lows near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s with the heat index in the upper 90s to near 100. Partly cloudy and muggy with a passing shower or storm tonight in the lower 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, with an isolated thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 90s with the heat index in the upper 90s to near 100. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with a passing shower or storm in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun, hot, humid, isolated showers and thunderstorms, highs near 90. More widespread scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday and Sunday, still mostly cloudy and humid, near 90 Saturday, mid to upper 80s Sunday. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Monday in the mid-80s, and lower humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.